días que tú juegas son todo lo que soy. Ya corre la saeta, ya ataca mi Madrid. Soy lucha, soy belleza, el grito que aprendí.
Hello everyone, thanks for tuning into Let's Talk Football. This is Legend Series and we'll be looking into one of the biggest legends in the football history. This podcast is dedicated to all the football fans across the world, where we'll talk about critical matches, the young talents that are flourishing in the clubs, important games, tournaments and international tournaments as well. Please do subscribe and follow this podcast for more footballing entertainment. In today's episode, we're going to see one of the solid and robust defender in Los Blancos history, which is Sergio Ramos. Sergio Ramos was born in Camas, Sevilla, the first stop on the place where his dreams began. At the age of 6 and having been a little instant at home, he started playing in goal for his brother's team. In truth, he wasn't officially old enough to play. When you are a kid, football is different. It's all enthusiasm. His brothers were older than him, but he felt like one of the team. He really enjoyed himself, and when he turned 10, he started playing for Sevilla. It was a different atmosphere, but some of his best memories are of the training ground and the teammates he played with. During those years, his family was so important. Hours and hours on the ground to get to the training sessions and matches. Without them, everything that came later would have been impossible. In 2004, things changed. It is difficult to express what it meant to play in the Premier Division at the age 17, said Ramos. When he got to the dressing room at the end of the game in the Riazor, all the memories from his time in the underage teams came to his mind. Starting off in a 7-side football coaches, teammates, Sevilla, Atletico, the sacrifices made by his family, everything came into his mind. He had conquered his biggest dream, and he will never forget the words of Joaquin Capros, who took a gamble on a kid who had barely played under floodlights in his life. He said, "Kid, play the way you know. I'll be forever grateful." And in 2005, Sergio Ramos got his first call up to the senior national team and international debut. Let's look about that. When he was with Sevilla, he had already played under 16, under 17, under 19, and just then he had a place with the under 21s. Days before the squad was announced, there was talk that Luis Aragonés might call him up to the senior team. But when that moment came, to the happiness was greater than you can imagine. He also owed everything to Luis. It took many years, many moments, many teammates and a lot of effort and togetherness in good times and not so good times to achieve that golden age in the history of national team. The road and this group began with Luis. When you have made wonderful appearances and you look back, the overwhelming feeling is pride. There are few things greater for a footballer than to represent his country. That's what Sergio Ramos feels about it. And again in 2005, the biggest thing happened in Ramos' life. Santiago Bernabeu, Madrid. Yeah, he moved to Madrid. The only thing he wanted is for him to be himself. That was the first thing Florentino Perez said to me sent to Ramos when he was about to sign for Real Madrid, the best club in the world. Then today and forever, he will only have words of appreciation for El Prezi and the people of the club who took a risk on him when he was 19. He will never forget that day, putting on the Real Madrid shirt, inheriting the number 4 from Fernando Hierro, stepping out onto the Bernabeu pitch for the first time, receiving so much support from the club and the fans. He could hardly believe it, and in that moment he could only think about his parents, his brother and sister and everything he has done and they have done to get that far. It was one of the happiest days of his life. Real Madrid was a dream he doesn't and never wanted to end. In 2014, Real Madrid wins 10th European Cup. Real Madrid fans had dreamed of La Decima for years. "We had just missed out on the final 3 years in a row," said Ramos. "But in Munich, we broke the curse, and what a way to do it. A memorable match in Lisbon, 93 minutes of struggle and heart before a corner that would change everything." To score a decisive goal like that in injury time in Champions League is every kid's dream when they start playing football. Ecstasy, momentary delirium, an instant you know is forever, but you don't want to end it. In that moment, your life, the supporters and the suffering all come to mind. So many years of fighting had the reward. La Decima was on its way to Madrid. "It was the start of a white dynasty in Europe," said Ramos. So that's how things happen with Ramos. And this season, Los Blancos are having a wonderful season after the break, I would say. They are seeing a lot of wins, luckily due to penalties, but of course, those are legal penalties, confirmed by the VAR assistants and the referees, again confirmed by the Spanish Referee Association. I hope the match today between Los Blancos and Alaves goes fine for the Real Madrid, the Bernabeu, and hope these guys will hold and cling on to the champions, home championship this time as well, taking the championship trophy from Barcelona. We are looking forward to Ramos, who will lead the Real Madrid side to victory in this season. They also have something to do with the Champions League this season, where they are yet to face Man City in the second leg. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Football. This is Legend Series and we spoke about Sergio Ramos. Thank you for listening. This is Giri signing off. Have a good day.